Got a question for OB, the great Ed Obradovich. He's joining us now. We want to talk to him because the Bears are 5-1, and that's the good news. But all things are not picture perfect, as I'm sure we'll hear from OB. And I want to understand a little more about what he thinks about where we are, this team, as our beloved Bears are. But let's go back to that sound that Kevin played just a little earlier. Nick Foles, quarterback, asked about the performance after the game.
Would you rather lose pretty or win ugly? I think that we'd rather win ugly. You know, I think that's the common thing. So I think it tells you a lot about our team. Is this who we are offensively? We want to improve. We want to get better. We want to have rhythm. But ultimately in the NFL, it's about winning games. It doesn't matter how you do it. It just matters that you get it done.
Winning ugly, OB, that's what the Bears did. That's what they say they did. How'd you feel about it? And how are you doing this afternoon?
Well, I'm doing fine, Anna. And, you know, the Bears are in a pretty nice position right now. You know, that I mentioned before when we started the year, our first six games, the teams we were playing, none of them made the playoffs. And if you get lucky, you could go 6-0 or have a winning situation when basically a third of the season is over. Well, we're 5-1.
Yeah.
You can and you will. Now, here's the good news. There's 10 games left. Okay, we played six. 16 games scheduled, 10 games left. If we win half of them, Anna, we're going to have 10 wins, and we will be in the playoffs. And can we do it? I truly believe we can. Why? We play the Minnesota Vikings twice. We play the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Houston Texans. Most of those teams are like one win and five losses, you know, two wins. We play Detroit. They have two wins, three losses. And we play some pretty tough teams, which, you know, you expect you're going to. But the fact of the matter is, with 10 games remaining, if we can pull out five victories out of the 10, we will be in the playoffs. And then, you know, anything can happen.
True. So when you look at this offense, first of all, I want you to, because I don't understand all any of this. But what I am hearing is that people say the offensive line is not what we expect. Some are saying there's inconsistency between Foles and his receivers. And then there's this issue of play calling with Matt Nagy. When you look at our offense, where are you seeing the biggest problems? The great Ed Obradovich.
The biggest problem the Bears have offensively, obviously, number one is converting on third downs. On third down. That's a huge problem. I don't care if it's third and three or third and seven, whatever it is, we have a huge problem. And the reason why we have a huge problem is we have difficulty running the football. If you can run the football, that helps your passing game immensely. You know, it brings in the play action pass. And we just, I can't believe this offensive line is that bad. But we just aren't getting the holes open, and we're not running. The last three games, we haven't even approached 100 yards a game. 25 yards, 35 yards, 50-some yards. You know, it's sooner or later it's going to catch up with us, Anna. And it's up to those five guys up front. And right now, are they meeting the challenge? Halfway. They're not as bad as people think, and they're not as good as some people think. But that offensive line has to step it up going in the second third of the season. Why? Because here we go. We play the Rams. Oh, my God, that's going to be a tough game. We play the Packers twice. There's going to be some pretty tough opponents coming up. Green Bay, they're going to be tough as usual. But I think if these kids can stay the course and improve the running game and get into the play action, move the pocket, I think we can get to the playoffs. I truly do.
I love hearing you say that. The Bears, OB says, will make it to the playoffs if they only win half of the rest of their games, because that's what you got to think about.
That's a great thing, Anna.
It is.
There's 10 games left, and we're in a position at 5-1. All we have to do is pull off five victories, and we're playing the likes of the Vikings and the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Lions again. I mean, we're in a good spot.
We are. Now, a couple moments to stick out for me, then I know Kev might have a question. Is Santos's 55-yard field goal huge? That was huge. That used to be an issue for Bears fans. We were very tense when our kickers got up there after Robbie Gould left. And Santos hitting a 55-yarder was an awesome thing to see. Also, the local guy, Cole Kmet, I'm not even sure I'm saying his name right, but that touchdown, he's a local guy. And how cool was that to see something like that happen?
Oh, that's great. I tell you, when they drafted him in the second round, you know, there's a kid that played I think he's I'm not sure if he played at Rolling Meadows or Arlington Heights, but his dad was in the league for a few years, and he went to Notre Dame. And the kid, I'll tell you what, he's got some speed. He can get separation. He's, what, about 6'5", 6'6"? I wish they start using him more, and I think that they will. But that's a great thing for him, being a hometown kid. That's just it's a good thing to see. And he could be a force. He could be a real force for us.
Hey, OB, just curious what you thought of Nick Foles. I thought he was good enough, not necessarily great, had a couple questionable throws, but it's pretty clear he has a much better command of that offense than Mitch Trubisky did.
I agree with you 100%, Kevin. You know, this kid, you know, he's won a Super Bowl. He's been around a few teams, and he's played some pretty good football. And apparently not enough to be an everyday, every year starter. He has slight problems with getting injured. But I'll tell you what, once he's out on that football field, he's got command of that offense. And if we can correct a couple of things here, and I'm really enthusiastic that I think that these guys can get to the playoffs. And, you know, you play this game, you know, you don't play this game to go 8-8, 9-7, or 10-6, even though if it gets you in the playoffs, fine. But you want to be the world champion. You want to win a Super Bowl. That's what it's all about.
Well, we'll see if that happens, OB. I mean, you know, getting there is half the battle, but you're right. Can they step up? Will they do it? What's your prediction? Are they going to get better and better week to week? Do you see this team really growing like that?
I think they will. I think they will. We've got some games we can, and they've got some challenges. Okay, they're going out to play next week on a Monday night to play the Rams. The Rams lost a tough game, and they'll be waiting for the Bears. But I'll tell you what, these kids just meet the challenge. Okay, we're 5-1, and there's nothing to be ashamed about that record. However you win a game, the fact is that you won a game. You won 5 of them. And the future looks good, and all they have to do is take care of business and convert on third down. That's our biggest problem, our second biggest problem offensively, again, is running the football. And if we can start converting on third down, running the football, bringing our play action in, we've got a good chance, guys. We really do.
Thank you, OB. That sounds great.
You got it.